means an awful lot. It makes me feel very proud and very lucky, really, because it's a fantastic club with fantastic people here. I've made a lot of friends, and to be able to say I've made 500 appearances is just amazing. It's, you know, it's out of this world, really, and it's just hopefully be a great, great day and something I'll look back in the future and be very proud.
What's been the secret of your longevity at one football club? Because it's a rarity.
I've been very lucky. Managers have wanted me. I think I've had to reinvent myself a few times as well, change positions and things, and try and adapt with the times. And I've just managed to do it. All I've done is work hard and try and listen to what good advice managers are giving me.
It's quite a long time ago that you made your debut. What memories do you have of that?
It was a freezing cold Tuesday night at St James's. I won't tell. Some of the young lads think it's Newcastle, so I let them think that. But
yep.
I remember we trained in the morning, and my boots. I washed my boots in the hotel, and they were freezing, and my feet were absolutely freezing. That's all I remember from that. And I remember we lost 3-2, and it wasn't the best performance, but it was a good day for me just to get on the pitch, and it got me going, I suppose.
And at that point, do you think I'm just making my debut for a club I've come through the ranks out of? Do you at any point think, well, I'm going to be still here in God knows how many years' time making 500 appearances?
Nah, no way. You never think that, especially when you see the amount of people that move around for whatever reason. I know the money side of things is important in the lower leagues and stuff, but yeah, I'd never thought of it in my wildest dreams, but like I say, I'm a very lucky and very proud man.
I'm just looking at this football club. No one knows it better than you as a consequence. I mean, it's going to be quite an emotional day as well for you from a personal point of view, and also with the fact the club is moving forward. This is a start of a new era, do you believe?
I think it's a continuation from when Matthew came in and the investment that's been put in and stuff. So that was probably the start of the year. But this is the next step, the first big step that's been taken, I suppose. And it's really exciting times, and yeah, it will be an emotional day, but it's going to be a great day, regardless if I don't, you know, whatever, if I don't make the pitch. It's going to be a great day, it's going to be a great celebration, and look forward to next season. And it's, yeah, I don't think it could have finished any better.
Do you think the potential for the club is something that, you know, is really exciting?
I think so. I think it's hard for them to probably completely understand, because they don't see behind the scenes, like, yeah, how different the training ground is, just for instance. Obviously everyone knows a new stadium's coming, but just little things that me as players and us as players see, just what gets done for us. And we were running as a Championship club easy this season with everything that was, all the stuff behind the scenes. And so that's what we try and get across, that it's a club going places. We're not looking just to go up there, you know, be a yo-yo club, as I think everyone realises. We're going to build foundations, which they're doing with the academy, and it's really exciting times. And you know, when I think of it, it just puts a big smile on my face.
How different has it been though in your time here?
Oh, we used to wash our own kit. We used to do loads of stuff. We used to change it at the ground and go to parks and train and things. And it's just it's a massive change, absolutely massive change. Even from say 4 years ago, it's a different club. And you know, this is the way it should be run, and they're doing it very, very well, and we're getting the rewards for it.
Bring your own sandwiches in the past. Was there a case of that?
Yeah. Bring your own lunch. Yeah, there was no chefs or anything like this. Then our kit man Dave, if you remember him, God bless his soul. He was great. He was the kit man stroke chef, and you know, it's just all changed now, and it's, you know, the club's going places.
What are your highlights of your 500 games so far?
Celebrations after Preston.
Yeah.
Most definitely, because I missed out last time I got promotion. I was injured, so I wasn't at Darlington. So that's the big thing for me. Just obviously I didn't make an appearance on the day, so people ask me that. I don't know if that could be my answer, but that's the one. But that's it. But you know, just the celebrations. I was in the pub, the reception it got, and just the way everyone comes together. And really, just this whole season, the team have been so, so good, and we've got the rewards for once. Well, usually it's Brentford, isn't it? Like, you know, people are saying, and I know the managers use that phrase as well, but this season it's been Brentford, and we've done it. So yeah, it's just been great.
Low points? I mean, where have been those times where you've
relegation,
had to say?
Relegation, yeah. Easily. That's the whole season. You could sort of tell from early on we were struggling. So it was a case of just, you had to take the stick and work as hard as you could. And you know, it's football, isn't it? And you've got to try and pick yourself up, and luckily we got the promotion a couple of years later, so sort of feel like you put that right, and now the club's just in a fantastic position. So that'll be the lowest point, most definitely.
2 in the eye on Saturday?
Probably. I try not to get too emotional up or down, but I think after the Preston game there was a few tears of joy, and I'm sure there'll be one or two come the final whistle. Or, yeah, I'm sure it will be, but it'll be good tears for once.